May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Happy New Year. It's Advent, and I want to explore Advent by asking you three questions. If your answer is yes, put your hand up. If your answer is no, don't. Easy, okay? First question, has anybody been to a Christmas market yet? Hands up if it's yes. There we are, that's good, yeah. Good number have been to a Christmas market. Last Sunday, my wife Krisha and I were just back from the great city of Edinburgh. We'd been attracted to that great city by the promise of two huge Christmas markets, which were very good. The only problem was how to get everything we wanted back again at the end, because we foolishly booked our flights with an airline that only lets you take hand luggage. So we had to be prepared, and we made sure we took the absolute minimum with us. In short, we had to travel light. I'll come back to the Christmas markets a little later on. Now, question two, right? Has anyone here got an Advent calendar or an Advent candle underway? Hands up if you have. Oh, that's a few more. Yeah, good. We're doing well. Thank you very much. Good. Well, Advent calendars and Advent candles are a way of counting down or counting up to Christmas and reminding yourself how many or how few days are left. But being a child of the space race, as some other old fogies here might be, I can remember how exciting it was when those intrepid astronauts sat on top of their dangerous rockets and waited for that explosive moment when the commentator counted down those last few seconds before blast off 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off. We have liftoff, and you never knew whether the rocket was going to blow up on the launch pad or whether it was going to safely rise into the heavens. It was Judgment Day. It was Judgment Day for all the engineers, all the planners, all the scientists, all the designers, and lives depended on the decisions they had made. I'll come back to rocket launches in a minute. Now, third question, last question. This is the most difficult one of all, of course. Has anyone got any Christmas decorations up? Has anyone started getting Christmas goodies in? Mince pies, Christmas puddings? Has anyone written a list of presents they'd like to get on Christmas Day? Hands up. Oh, nearly everybody. I thought that would be... That would be the case. Right. Thankfully, at home we are well ahead with most of these things, largely due to my wife's forward thinking. Our Christmas pudding is mellowing nicely in a corner of the utility room, and the first of our Christmas lights are now up indoors for all who visit us to see. Well, today is the very first day of Advent. I know that most Advent calendars start with the 1st of December, ours did, but real Advent starts when it's 4 Sundays to go, and that's today. That means that this year we have the shortest possible Advent. The shortest possible Advent. Because the 4th Sunday of Advent this year actually crashes into Christmas Eve. So we get half a day of the 4th Sunday of Advent and then the rest of it's Christmas. Better be ready, eh? So, what is Advent all about? Like the astronauts sitting in their spacecraft waiting for zero, we are actually waiting for something astonishing to happen. Actually, it's two things we're waiting for. In this world, we are waiting for the birthday of Jesus. We don't actually know which date his birthday was, but his official ceremonial birthday has been near the midwinter solstice for so long now, it's hard to think, as some do, that it might well have been nearer Easter time. What we are celebrating is that the one who made all this wanted to become part of all this. He didn't sit at his computer to make all this up and just watch it crash. He became a character in his own drama. And by doing what he did, Jesus changed it and repaired it and healed it at great personal cost. I said that we're waiting for two astonishing things. The first, Jesus' birthday. The second is Judgment Day. It's the day we meet him face to face. Back to that rocket when the countdown gets to zero. We are looking for that moment when everything gets tested and we see whether all the bits of our lives worked together in the right way. We will know very clearly. We will know very clearly indeed where we failed. And we will have to rely on Jesus and his love to save us. Because like those astronauts on top of their rocket, there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. What is Advent all about? Well, like Krisha and me going to that Christmas market in Edinburgh, it's about being prepared. It's about taking into account all the excess baggage in our lives and leaving it behind, carrying only essentials. And that is so not what the shopkeepers and the online retailers are telling us that it's easy to forget. But part of the Advent message is to say goodbye to last year's toys and to think about people who have little or nothing to celebrate, and see how we might help. That's very important. So Advent is about judgment. Advent is about being prepared. But yes, third, and this is what you want to hear, it is actually about getting excited and getting ready to celebrate. And because we've only got 3 weeks to do it in this year, we've got to get on. The thing is that we have such a lot to celebrate. The world out there might well look very dark and gloomy. And you might not like the way it's being run these days. I don't. But I bet there was a preacher saying exactly the same thing the year Jesus was born and every year since. We have something important to celebrate above all that. God is with us and will never leave us. He said, look, I am with you every day from now until the ages end. And nothing will ever be able to separate us from his love. We might pretend he isn't there. We might close our eyes and say we can't see him. But he's there. Our hands and our voices can be his hands and his voice when we do his will. And do you know what? Whenever we do something kind for someone else, he says we do it for him. So he is with us every day. And Christmas is the day we celebrate that he came and never went away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.